Okay, here we go. I learned Shmitz Chus for Leil Nishmas. My grandfather's yard site is tonight. Yotas Tishrei, Moshe Chai, Ben Yedidya. Shmi Mitzvah for us and all of Chai Yisrael. Ezra Shmitzvah for Shema for Chai Esratil, Mas Ariel Tzipora. Besor Shechai Yisrael. Five Sukkos, Maises, five Sukkos stories. Just to start off, Rabbi Nachman's Zuchinu's yard site was today. Ravai Mer Shlita, my rabbi likes to say from Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman at the end of his life said stories. And Rabbi Nachman said, the reason why he says stories is because we know the non-Jews put their kids to sleep with stories. We keep our kids alive with stories. We keep our kids awake with stories. So let's try to get a little bit awake as we are now halfway through Sukkos. Uri Sheni Mishinaskim doesn't just apply to Rosh Hashanah and the Shofar. Uri Sheni Mishinaskim applies just as much to Sukkos as well. So we'll start off the first Maisa Rav Avadah Yosef brings down and the Ravidim and Shlita brings down as well. Incredible Maisa of Yechil Michal Zlachev. Klimichel Zlachev was one of the prime earlier Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He was also a later Talmid of the Magen Mezrich. And what happened was, he got in his Yerusha, right, the Daf Yomi in the Ksubas now is talking about all about Yerushas, but he got a tremendous, tremendous Yerusha from his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Midorovitz. But it wasn't in money. It was his tefillin. It was a very, very special pair of tefillin. And happens to be Rabbi Klimichel Zlachev was very, very poor. He was very, very poor. And a lot of people came to be able to buy the tefillin. And everybody wanted the special pair of tefillin from his father. It was a big, big tzaddik. And he refused. So much so is that his mishpacha asked him to be able to sell the tefillin so they would help to try to feed the kids a little easier. And it didn't happen. One day, what happened was is that Yechil Michal Zlachev saw the most beautiful Esher before Yontif. He had to buy it, but he didn't have any money. So what did he do? He sold the pair of tefillin and he bought the Esher. Comes home, Erev Yontif. He comes home. And he puts the esrog down, and his rebbetzin says to him, "You know what's going on over here? How'd you find that esrog?" And he says, "I sold the tefillin." And she said back to the tzaddik, to her husband, "Bnei bischa re'evim lalecha v'satfilin macharta ata bisha esrog macharta tefillin hayikoros hayakros." Says some of your children are going to sleep hungry, but you don't sell your tefillin, but you sell your tefillin for an esrog. She takes it. The different Rav Biderman said that she bit it, but here Rav Avadah says that she put it down and it came puzzle. Yechil Michal didn't say a word. She saw that I was upset and he just said, "A tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He said the following, "Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, tefillah mudaris kvar ein li, esrog kasher gam kein ein li. I don't have a beautiful tefillin, I don't even have the kasher, beautiful esrog. Hareini mekalbes gezerascha bahava lidei kasel ovav eshal mabais lofer. I don't have my tefillin. I don't have my esrog. Let me not lose the opportunity. Help me be mekayim the mitzvah to control my temper, to not to get upset, not to get angry." And he didn't get angry. He didn't get upset. He didn't show anything of ounce. He wasn't upset. It didn't show any upsetness. My Rebbe in Shalom Bayis. I have plenty of Rebbe for Shalom Bayis, but your wife yourself, or David Rossman, he says, don't act irritating and don't be irritated. They're two different things. Don't react and don't be irritated. Two different things. One's a verb, one's an adjective. And Yechil Michal Zlachev didn't do both. What happened was that night, Sukkot night, his father came to him in a dream and told him because he was able to be Kovish as Yitzhahara, and he didn't get upset at his Rebbetzin, but he did tremendous things in Shemayin, and Kan La Abaf, and now on, he would have great parnasa, and his house wouldn't lack anything. Incredible, incredible lesson in controlling our Midos, especially when it comes to Zman Sam Chaseinu, the Graz says, the Graz Yartzeit is tonight, the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, the Chazon Magor Rebbe would quote it often, the Chazon Magor Rebbe who would repeat Tachas Asher Lo Avat Hashem HaBasimcha V'tu Leivov, he would repeat that pasuk over and over again in the camps. But the Chazon Magor Rebbe was very, very careful to say this under Joshua. The Graz tells us, 8 days to be Zman Sam Chaseinu. You can't just start off Zman Sam Chaseinu, you have to make sure that you go into a strong Simcha. And my friend, Yisrael Shmar Shertz, Sam Shertz told me from the Ishbitzer, I think from the Sod Yisharim, why is this sukkah called Dira Sarai? Sukkah called Dira Sarai is that things are constantly changing. Right? Dira Sarai means temporary. One time your family is in a good mood. One time the kids, someone's upset. Things are constantly changing. Zman Sam Chaseinu is relative. You have to be subject. You have to be make sure to be in the moment and be ready for the change. You think that everything is going to stay on tea? It's not going to happen. Yechil Michal Zlachev was able to be able to, a person was able to live that with that Dira Sarai. Moving on to story number two. Beautiful lesson controlling our midos. Second story in Maisa, Rabbi Chaim, the sons of Ruv. Yeah, we know it's brought down In the postkin, on Erev Sukkah, he will to make sure to give tzedakah. Make sure to give tzedakah. He knows the harbas tzedakah Erev Sukkah. So Sanz Rebbe was known. He will to give a lot of tzedakah, and he said with the following: Who I Omer, Noi Sukkah Hayofa BeYoseh, Hu Shanim Lo Yu Re'evim B'Chag. So Sanz Rebbe said, you want to know my decorations of my sukkah? My decorations of my sukkah is to make sure that the aniyim, the poor people of my town, are not hungry. And this is the Beferish Rambam. The Rambam says, what's Chu Simcha? Chu Simcha is making sure that you feed the widow and the converts and the orphans. Because Chu Simcha is when you make sure that others are happy as well. Chu Simcha is when you make sure that other people are cared for. That's what the Sanz Rebbe says. Noi sukkah. My decorations? He didn't have so many decorations, but he said, why? What's my decorations? My decorations goes to their bellies. Goes to make sure that they have enough. Not only have enough, that they have more than they have enough. Reminds me of a maestro, they say Rav Moshe. I think we know from Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein brings down. He said that there was a guy living in the times in New York, in the times in the 1920s, I think, maybe 100 years ago, it was not so pasha to be able to live in America and going in on Shabbos. And every Friday, he told his owner, you're not coming in tomorrow. And he said, you don't come in tomorrow, don't come in on Monday. He said, okay. But he always asked for a weird request. He said, can I have the pink slip? Can I have you want the pink slip? The thing that tells you you're got fired? Sure. What happened was every Friday, you would come home with this pink slip. And every Monday, you look for a new job. Every Sunday, Monday, you look for a new job. And the same thing happened over and over again. His family asked him, why are you keeping these? These are things of like a little bit of shame or embarrassment. Said, you'll see. One day, sukkahs came, and then the mishpacha goes out to their sukkah, and then what do they see? They see pink slips taped and velcroed and hung to all of the walls of the sukkah. He said, this is my noy sukkah, my serious nefesh to keep Shabbos, my connection to keep Shabbos. Yes, the Sanz Rebbe, his noy sukkah was taking care of the bnei aniyim. But this year from New York, remember, his noy sukkah was Shabbos Kodesh. His noy sukkah was Shabbos Kodesh. Our noy sukkah should be the things that we're proud of, the things that we care for, the things that we go above and beyond to make sure that we're sensitive and kind to every single week. Make sure, like the Rambam, true simcha was make sure we have other people besimcha as well. And mesiras nefesh for the bonus shalom, like that mess from Rav Zilberstein. Moving on to idea and story number three. Story number three is a very famous maestro, but we got to say it. Rav Kedushas Levi, who's yartzeit, Kedushas Levi Suchas and Rav Yisrael Berdishev, is yartzeit right after Yontif, Chav Hei Tishrei. He said the following maestro that, just like he was up the whole night getting ready for matzah, he couldn't, it was unbelievable. So too, when it comes to Lelel Rishon, when it comes to, he was waiting, Yoshev and Metzapa, Masah, Yoyah, Yomi, Agizman, until Suluf, so he could get into the Sukkah, the Mekarim, the Mitzvah, according to the Arizal, to be able to make sure to shake the Dalminim in the Sukkah. And finally, the time came, he ran to be able to get his Esrog. But what happened was, his Esrog was in a box. It was in a glass box, but it was greatest lava. So he took out the esrog through the glass, and the medrash was brought down. The medrash mevarach mananeya barba minim kishayado meluchlochos bedam ve'inam argish klal bekach. He was shaking the dalaminim, and he did not realize. He didn't realize that he was mamash streaming with blood. And when he took the esrog, he went right through the glass to get to the esrog. He was so connected spiritually. His physical body wasn't connected. Obviously for us, that's a very deep, deep story. I think the message is to have a slavas and energy and passion in our Yiddish can say, oh, another day of Dalaminim, another day of Dalaminim, Gevat. Another way to be able to connect to the Baruch Hashem. Like the Moshe Olson says, what's this lulav hayovish, pasul, esrog, yovish, pasul? Because he said, brings it down, b'chodesh hashvi, it says it a few times by Parshas Emor, chodesh hashvi, why tell me chodesh hashvi? Because we come with the schachas, we know it comes to Nisan. His chachus by Yom Hashvi, who cares? Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, no, tachogu also. It's a special emphasis. Even the seventh month, make sure you're not a lulav hayovish. Make sure you like the Kedushas Levi with energy and passion and commitment and love and dedication and loyalty. I love that Maisa, Kedushas Levi, and I love that Torah from the Musitecha. That's why they repeat the Chodesh Hashvi. Don't think that the chachus doesn't apply in the seventh month. It applies. Tachogu also, make sure you don't have the lulav. Make sure you're not a lulav hayovish. Make sure you're not a dried out lulav adiyah. Story number four. Maisa number four, they say from Rav Moshe Kubrin. Rav Moshe Kubrin would be very, very careful to warn his chassidim and his mishpacha that they should have guests in their home. No, they should have guests in their home. They should be very happy and be hourly and inwardly happy to have guests. He said, why? Because we know the Gemara tells us about Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lalas Olavo, is going to test the non-Jews. Get in the mitzvah kali, yeshliva sukkah shema. I have a mitzvah kali here, take sukkah. Also, so they made them sukkahs. Miyar kol echav echad, no tzavah holek, but also sukkahs of Rosh Gogo. We know the Gemara tells us each one of them made a sukkah on their roofs and got too hot. But Ribono Shel Olam brought a heat of Tammuz, a little Florida heat, a little Miami heat, brought the heat, and they kicked the sukkah on the way out. All the Mefarshim grapple with the kick. Very good. Why did he bring the Tammuz? Good. But I want to talk about, says the Kabbalah Rebbe, why Dafka did they make their sukkahs on their rooftops? Rosh Gago. Shemai also going to sukkahs at Dafka Rosh Gago. Why they made it on their, not on the first floor, only on the rooftop? Says the Kabbalah Rebbe, Shekol Echad Hu Yerotza Laftitach Atzmo Ki Chavero Ushchino Baikonas Al Sukkaso. They want to make sure that their friends and neighbors didn't come in and take some dessert. When it comes to the non-Jew, there's no essence of community, of unity. There's no essence of commitment for other people. It's my sukkah is not your sukkah. But when it comes to Jews, your sukkah is my sukkah. My sukkah is your sukkah. Guys, like I saw today on the Mika Amcha Yisrael WhatsApp chat. You gotta see it. It's unbelievable. So it was something that was posted. I believe this is in Lakewood. Do you need a sukkah to visit, eat, drink, learn, or sleep? You are invited to do so in our sukkah. All. Bolded and capitalization. All residents, neighbors, and friends are welcome to come to 422 3rd Street between Forest and Madison Avenues. The sukkah is located in the back of the house, presented by the gate at the night of the house. If you need me, please call me to serve you. Please call 901, blah, 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 or just come. Thank you. Last year, this time was a big toilet for any many people. Come on. And the hashtag is hashtag how Jews roll. Just come to my house. Not only come, eat, drink, sleep, whatever you want. No questions asked. Like a rabbi, and rabbi, and machas. Unbelievable. This is exactly what the Kabbalah Rebbe is saying. The non-Jews, not saying the non-Jews aren't kind. But by Shon Rachman, goy mi chasodim. It's in our bones, in Gemara Yevamos. The three traits, goy mi chasodim. Goy mi chasodim means my sukkah is your sukkah, and your sukkah is my sukkah. Oh, make sure that we not only have our guests, but we're happy. And we're mekabel them b'simcha, save upon a melfus. Story number five. Story number five comes to the Kotzker, and by the Ushpizin. And the Kotzker used to say very famously, Yesha omesh heim romes ushpizin besukasim. There are those who say that they see the Ushpizin, they see Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Yosef and David. But ani omer ki yesh li emuna shehashpizin b'ayim el sukasim, and emuna brua Yosef etzachar Yosef Miriyah. Says, I don't see them, but I know that they're there. My emuna that they're there is greater than seeing them. Our emuna that we're sitting with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Yosef and David. The Zohar says, b'tzela dem nusa. The sukkah, the branches, the schachar, it's all dem nusa. When you look at the branches, there's also speaking about enol mevado. The Kabbalah Rebbe also says, the whole vort, everything, all of the inyan onim of Rosh Hashanah, of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Tekiah Shuvah, Sezmei Tshuvah, Tzom Gedaliah, Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, everything's to get to one place. To Simchas Torah night, Shemina Tzer Sukkot Torah night, Ah Tarei Zodas, Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Oid Mevado, able to declare that pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are one who loves me, who cherishes us, who cherishes me, like we're B'nei B'chor Yisrael. That's the whole word of Sukkot, everything. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot is all about to be able to get to Asar HaRei Saladas of one Amunah. And the Kotzker Rebbe says the Ushpizin builds on that. Ushpizin, not seeing them, but knowing that they're there, that Dafka is the biggest thing. So to take this Maaser B'chol Lechazachev, when it comes to controlling our Midos, comes to the Sanz of Rebbe, when it comes to Erev Sukkot, when it comes to anything in life, when you're annoyed sukkah, your hitter mitzvah, your purification of the mitzvah, to make sure that there are other people around you aren't hungry. And hungry doesn't mean money, it means with smiles, it can be with a text, with an email. Rav Moshe Kabrin told us about, that's exactly why the non-Jews put their things, sorry, the Kedushas Levi, Kedushas Levi said, and that he would even be up the entire night, could get ready, and his hand went through the glass box, able to get, make sure I have a slavas, like Rav Moshe Wolfson said, Chodesh HaShvi, Chodesh HaShvi, because that's to be Lulav Yavish. In seventh month, no. Make sure that we're still on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam, passionate and energetic. The Kribbeinu Rebbe, Moshe Kribbeinu says, why Dafka they broach Gogam? Because they didn't want to have guests, they didn't want people in their home. By Shem Rachman, go to the Chesed, we're the opposite. We want to have people in our home, like that sign in Lakewood. By the Kotzker Sarah, Sadiqim said that they see, I don't see, but I know that they're there. Tell them, Nusa, Moshe Kribbeinu says, the whole point of Yontif, of El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot, was to get to Harei Sladas, which is Zoych Bez Hashem, take these meshes, deliver the Sadiqim, the Sadiq, should be mad, it's first and of Chai Yisrael. Ezra Shem Besar Tavos, Lono Chai Yisrael. Good morning, good Shabbos.